blockade, strikes, silence the Associated Press. The U.S. has reimposed a blockade on Iran's ports and resumed strikes on Iranian targets. Iran struck back, and the Strait of Hormuz, choke point for global energy, thinned to near stillness on the fifth day. Epictetus thought this worth the word. Thoreau has the next.
A merchant stands on the quay at Hormuz. His ships sit empty. The strait is closed before pirates, Persian fleets, the winter storms that care nothing for contracts. He paces. He calculates losses. He curses the admiral, the king, the wind. His cargo is not his. The passage is not his. The passage is not his. The price of grain, of frankincense, of the slave who rowed his galley, none of it answers to his desire. We have seen this. The young man at Nicopolis who came asking how to secure his father's inheritance, I asked him, which part of the inheritance is yours? The land? The house? The silver? A fever takes the land? A fire takes the house?
I walked the river this morning before the light had fully decided itself. The alewives were running, silver needles threading the current where the falls break. They do not ask permission of the dam. They do not negotiate with the mill owner. They follow the old law written in their blood, and the river answers. You have read the dispatches by now. A strait narrowed by gun smoke. Ships holding station. The great powers trading blows over a channel that has carried hulls since hulls first floated. The news calls it a blockade, a strike, an escalation. I call it the same worm boring the same timber. The passage from my week on the Concord returns, twine, wine, and hides, a preponderance of the fluid elements. The cargo changes, tea, opium, cotton, now the black stuff they pump from the ground. But the reckoning holds. Men build forts on Staten Island, on Hormuz, on every headland where the water narrows. They mount brass teeth. They call it sovereignty. The worm calls it lunch. I watched a single ant haul a grass seed across the path. It climbed the blade, fell, climbed again. No general staff directed it. No treaty guaranteed its passage. The ant knows what the admirals forget. The current owes you nothing. The channel was here before the flag. The alewives will run it long after the brass is greened and the hulls have settled into mud. The river does not keep accounts. It only flows.
The story ran in the Associated Press. A closed strait moves empire. No war, no declaration, just supply lines breaking. That's old news for today.